You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The top trending topic today, you've probably seen the news. James Earl Jones passed away at the age of 93. Legend. You could go through. Everybody's got their favorite James Earl Jones role. I mean, he's just a true icon in American cinema.
Yeah. Is yours Sandlot, Riggins? Didn't you love the movie Sandlot?
Mr. Myrtle and Sandlot, certainly one of the best ever.
Yeah, he also was the voice of Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, Mufasa.
He was Eddie Murphy's father in Coming to America.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just incredible.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, two of my favorite roles are both him in baseball movies. But
the baseball speech at the end that he gives in Field, before there was baseball.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Booming voice and an incredible actor.
Yeah. Just be careful not to get him twisted with James Earl Ray. Don't do that.
Very, very different people.
It's not the same.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
One was a very, very good man. So don't mix it up. I'm talking about James Earl Jones.
He's the good man. Do not. Yeah. And Wayne is still trending. I mean, people are still discussing whether or not Lil Wayne got boxed out of performing at the Super Bowl because it is happening in New Orleans. Lil Wayne is probably the most current, iconic New Orleans rapper.
But does it have to be that? Does it have to be from the city?
At all.
I mean, let's say your city has a bunch of popular musicians that haven't been popular in years and years. Do you then go get them instead of getting one of the most popular current?
I don't know.
Not saying Lil Wayne hasn't been. I mean, I'm just saying in general, if it's a city where nobody's been popular for a while.
They just started that talk a couple of years ago when they were in L.A. and they had Dr. Dre and Snoop. They did the whole West Coast hip hop thing. That's the only reason that ever started. Before that, nobody cared.
And last year, Usher wasn't. They weren't in Atlanta, were they?
I don't know where it was last year.
I don't know. No, it was in L.A., wasn't it?
No, L.A. was 2 years ago.
Or Vegas?
I think they were Vegas last year. Yeah.
And why is Harry Connick Jr. not complaining that they didn't get in touch with him to do it? He's one of the most famous musicians from New Orleans in current time.
Valid point, TJ.
Mm-hmm. Why is nobody even shouting him out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it is interesting to watch the debate about whether or not Kendrick Lamar, who is performing at the Super Bowl, will put on a good show. But a lot of people are very excited for it. And then Kate Middleton is trending today. She announced yesterday on X that she is now, she's wrapped up her chemotherapy. And she said, my main focus is doing what I can to stay cancer free. So good news for the Duchess of
York.
The Duchess of I don't know.
Prefix.
The Duchess of Suffolk.
A prefix.
Something. Duchess of Cambridge, I believe. So congratulations to Kate Middleton. Those are just a few things that are now trending.
She will or will not become the queen when he becomes the king.
She will become the queen.
Right. Okay.
She's the Princess of Wales.
That's what the Princess of Wales.
Yeah.
Close.
But she has lost a lot of weight since then, so I don't know why they continue to call her that. Those mean British tabloids.
Look, there's a lady who's looking at making a full-scale change to her life that's pretty unbelievable, and she's wondering if anybody in the radio family can help her make this decision that is life-altering. It's group therapy next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yo.
Hey, hi.
Coming up on the Ace and TJ Show.
Tonight, something special is happening every Tuesday night on our Facebook page. We do the Ace and TJ experience, and it's different every week. Tonight, it's the Ace at Large experience live from the living room. 7 Eastern. It's me and my wife Amanda, baby Dax, the Basset Hound Toby. We're going to be live from the living room of our house tonight for the Ace at Large experience on the Ace and TJ Facebook page. So if you got questions about stuff, whatever, feel free to send them in early. Fire away. We'll get started about 7 Eastern tonight. Again, on the Ace and TJ Facebook page, it's at the Ace TJ Show.
It's Tuesday. The doctors are in. This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ Show.
So this is a really different edition of group therapy because this lady has a fascinating question. Says, I'd like to remain anonymous. I'm struggling with life and having a hard time understanding the hamster wheel that we are all on. I own a very lucrative business. I make good money and I'm set. It's a trade job and I've been doing it for 17 years. I only have this one trade and I'm very good at it, but I don't want to do it anymore. I want to move and start over, but I have nothing to offer the world except my trade. I no longer have passion for. If I close my business, there is no reopening it. If I move, I will have to find a job that will pay 80% less than what I make now. I'll have to work for a retail store or something along the lines of making a huge jump from selling my own well-established business. I've lived in my town my whole life. I've never moved. My question is there anyone that was set financially and decided to leave that profession for something simple? Are you happy? Do you wish you would have appreciated what you had instead of leaving it? I'm scared to leave my cushy life that I worked so hard to build. But I'm slowly dying inside and want to live a simpler life. But that could mean financial struggle. I'd like to hear from business owners that didn't want to own a successful business anymore and went back to working for someone else. How's that working out for them?
This is going to be hard for me as someone who would kill to have a successful business. No matter hardly Agreed. The consequences. Because I'm dying inside every day as it is.
She's rubbing it in your face.
Yeah.
So,
ingrate.
We posted this last night because it just seemed to be a different scenario. And it's interesting. So here are some of the questions that people had. And I messaged her last night and said, here's some things that we need to know. Number one, do you have enough money saved up to retire? She said, no on a whole retirement, but she's got some savings. It's not enough to live on after it's gone. I'll have to live paycheck to paycheck. She's just her and her husband. He has a retail job, which he loves, but she's the moneymaker in the house. She technically could train someone to do this job, but long story, she says there's a huge liability to the profession. She doesn't want to say the profession because that would kind of tip people off to who she is and what she does. So she doesn't want to train someone and turn the business over because of the liability issues of someone else doing the job and not her. And she says she could not sell her business for profit, to answer a few more questions. So at the Ace TJ Show, what do you think? Can you offer her any advice? Should she ditch everything she's worked for over the last 17 years in an effort to be a little bit happier with a little bit simpler life?
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Such a weird situation today with group therapy. Long story short, lady's got a very successful career she's had going for 17 years. And now she's wondering, what if I just ditch this? I don't want the pressure of owning my own business anymore. What has happened to other people? Did you ditch your business, go to a simpler life, and look back and think, that was a bad decision on my part? Well, Samantha said, my best friend's dad did this. He just made sure everything was paid before he closed. Paid off his house, cars, credit cards, everything. He still has quite a bit in savings and has a great investment portfolio that he gets dividends from on a monthly basis. And he now drives for Uber to pass the time and enjoys the freedom of not having to worry about work or finances. He's happier than any person I've ever met and comfortable. Well, therein lies the key. He paid off everything. He has plenty of money left over. He's still making money every month off of his investment portfolio.
Yeah, he just retired.
This lady doesn't have that. She gave me the dollar amount and asked me not to say it on the radio that she has, but it's not an extreme amount of money. It's not like she's got $1 million parked in the bank or something like that. If it was me, I don't think she's got enough money to retire on, but that's me. It's different because it's just her and her husband. Her husband works. She says they have a great life. They're active. She just is so tired of the strain and the pressure of owning her own business. Travis said, keep your business, but find your passion somewhere else. Work has to provide for you financially. Other things can bring you fulfillment. You know, join a church if you haven't already. A good church can provide you with many types of satisfaction, not to mention what it can do for your soul.
It's a good one.
Yeah. A lot of people said you can train somebody to do the job. Like I said, she pointed out, she saw some of those questions last night and responded and said, I can't. There's too much liability. It would be too many problems. It would make me more stressed out than I am now.
That sounds shady to me.
Yeah. A lot of people said that she needs fulfillment outside of her work.
Yeah.
Melissa said, I took a major step back in careers to prioritize my mental health. 2021 literally broke me and saved my life simultaneously. You have to choose your hard, determine where you can simplify, you know, weigh risk versus reward.
And I think this whole question and this problem that the lady has is a shining example as to why women don't need to be the breadwinners.
Whew. In what way, TJ? Please elaborate.
In the kind of way where I'm just trying to pick at the ladies who are listening right now and say, hi, I'm just joking with you. I gotcha.
Gotcha. Yeah. And Kaylee says, my best advice concerning this very real and complicated decision would be do what makes you happy. We only have one life to live. We only have one shot at it. No do-overs. If it will not negatively affect your family and you feel confident what you've saved can offset your decision, then go for it.
Hey, let me tell you something. Not having money negatively affects your family.
Yeah. It negatively affects your mental well-being. It negatively affects everything.
I'm going to say, especially when you've had it and you don't have it anymore.
Amen.
Somebody was telling me that. I'd never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I just can't imagine.
When I was planting my own grass seed and fertilizer.
I can't imagine giving up a successful business after 17 years. Never take that for granted. Never.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. She said she'll let us know what she decides to do after going through everybody's responses and, you know, discussing it with her husband.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Picture this. A beautiful Monday afternoon and you're not at work. You're playing around the golf, having some drinks, you know, popping some bottles, enjoying a free lunch, maybe winning some great prizes, all for charity. November 11th is the second annual Ace and TJ golf tournament to benefit our charity, Peyton's Promise. And we would love for you to be involved. It's acetj.com/golf. acetj.com/golf. Get your company involved. Get your friends together and get a foursome together. You can be a sponsor of a hole. We've got all kinds of games and prizes and great stuff that happens. Our golf tournament played to rave reviews last year. We did a lot of golf tournaments for our old charity, Green Kids. We're you know, old hands at doing golf tournaments. We make them a lot of fun.
Yeah. So. It's my passion.
What golf tournaments is his passion? And we mentioned this earlier tonight, 7 Eastern on the Ace and TJ Facebook page. Every Tuesday night, we kind of rotate through who goes every week. And it's this week, it's the Ace at Large Experience on the Ace and TJ Facebook page, 7 Eastern. And we're just going to do it from my living room. It's kind of the return, so to speak, a one-off for live from the living room, because the baby goes to sleep a little bit later now.
Oh, your baby.
So at 7 Eastern tonight, we will be in the living room at my house, me and Amanda and baby Dax and Toby the Basset Hound. I don't know if Dax or the Basset Hound are going to be there. They're kind of, they do their own thing. It's hard to corral.
Tentatively.
But yeah, so we did a little promo in my living room last night, and Amanda and Dax were playing with the dog, and I was like, this is the perfect chaotic moment to try to share a little bit of my life with everyone. I sent it to Riggins. Then I realized it was 7:15 or 7:30. Riggins was already asleep.
For hours. And you weren't even close.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Probably 5 or something.
Oh, my God.
5:15.
Probably right about the time you got buzzed on champagne, Ace.
Yeah.
I didn't drink last night. I think it's awesome.
I feel like we should be sitting in a circle.
I didn't drink last night.
I didn't drink last night.
I was very proud of it. I didn't have anything to drink last night. Yeah. I did have a little bit of kombucha while I was watching the little bit of Monday Night Football last night.
Oh my God!
Whoa! What? It's delicious. Yeah. It's just lemon flavored, like a lemon ginger combo mix. It's good.
Okay.
What good is football without kombucha, right?
Right.
Well, he had to have something to compliment his cheerleader outfit. Does anything go with a cheerleader outfit? Yeah, booch.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So Apple had a big event yesterday to announce the new iPhones, the new iPhone 16, new iPhone 16 Pro Max, and guess what? Looks just like the iPhone 15.
Yeah.
And the iPhone 15 Pro and the iPhone 15 Pro Max. I mean, the cameras are a little bit different. They are more expensive, but they're impressive phones. So if you need one, I think it's probably worth an upgrade. But if you've got a working iPhone 8 through 15 and you're happy with it, I don't see the big push to get this. Spend $1,200 on a new phone. Well, doesn't make sense to me.
Mine's a 12.
You're on a 12.
And I wish it was still an 8. Because what I had, I didn't want to get rid of.
Was you like the button, right?
It was the home button.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't think
about
that.
But the thing about it was so brilliant. You could be anywhere and use it. You didn't have to be at your house.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why they called it the home button, because it worked everywhere.
Who knows? So, yeah, you can go check out the iPhone 16 or the entire announcement. New Apple Watch is announced as well. Selena Gomez is officially a billionaire.
I saw that.
What?
I thought that was a joke. I thought there's no way. And they said it's due to her makeup brand, her skincare brand. It's called Rare Beauty. And she's made a fortune. She's a billionaire. Well, Selena Gomez.
A lot of that has to do, though, with her ability to generate business through her wizardry.
That's right.
You know, she's a wizard.
I didn't think about that.
Her whole family, bunch of wizards. Well, her mom's not.
Yeah.
On her dad's side, they're all wizards.
Need to get that spell to get some money over here.
If I was a wizard, this would be the most popular show in all of the world.
Yeah, they said 81%, roughly 81% of her wealth has been amassed through her beauty line.
It's crazy. So, but I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
God bless her. Selling a ton of that makeup. The other big story yesterday was this picture that surfaced of Jennifer Lopez holding hands with Matt Damon. Now, why is that weird? Well, Matt Damon has been best friends with Ben Affleck for decades now. And they're at this premiere for her upcoming movie that was produced by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's company that Ben Affleck decided not to show up to. And they are talking pretty privately, and they're sitting down at a booth, and they're holding hands.
I think that was for publicity. They're
trying to get a little...
And yeah. That could be any number of things. He just could be sitting there talking to her about, hey, give me, I know you're nervous, and just holding her hand just for a brief moment. That's that, you know.
I don't hold women's hands like that and get all up in their face and talk and all that.
I don't either, events. But I'm just saying that's, you know, that
because they're Hollywood people.
Because they're Hollywood
people. They kiss on the mouth and they say hello. Yeah, and
exactly. That's my point.
Isn't he married, though? He's not married?
He's very married, yeah. and she's unbelievably beautiful. I mean, I don't know. It's just a weird picture to see. I mean, Ben Affleck, well, Matt Damon, best friends. He's now holding his ex-wife's hand.
They got
to
get some attention for this movie because she hasn't been doing very well in her projects lately.
And there she could have been saying, you know, I can't believe Ben didn't come. And then he's like, ah, it's fine. Look, give me your, it's fine. Everything's okay.
It looks like he's saying to her, hey, this is a big night and all that, but I want to remind you, I'm from Boston.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
Sure.
Those are just a few things that are now trending.
I tickle myself. Know that. All right. There is something going on where we've gone back to the 60s, the early 60s, to bring something futuristic to the world. How does that work? You're not going to like it. We'll explain next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So, we need you to go to all of our platforms. Yeah, we stand on platforms all day, every day. And you should subscribe to the platforms, like them. Not just like them, love them. Do all of that. And then make sure that you are watching the Facebook Live tonight, the Ace and TJ Facebook Live at 7 Eastern. Ace and Amanda doing the Ace at Large experience / live from living room reunion. Or what would it be called? A reboot, the live from the living reboot.
Yeah, one-off, whatever you want to call it.
So that is at the Ace and TJ Facebook page tonight at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and whatever it is in the mountain. All right. In 1962, an animated show by Hanna-Barbera, the company Hanna-Barbera, debuted, and it was called The Jetsons. And it was about a family living in the much distant future, and they rode around instead of in cars. They had flying spaceships and highways in the sky, and they had everything automated. George Jetson would go in the mornings and just hit the button on the wall, and the button would shower him, dry him off, brush his teeth, do everything for him. You know, and everybody for years and years would say, I just wish I had like the Jetsons did, where I wouldn't have to worry about this. But one of the main characters on the Jetsons was a robot named Rosie. Rosie was the maid, and Rosie took care of everything. Well, now there's a company called 1X, and they have developed a very human-like robot that does things to help you around the house. And these are real robots, legitimate robots. And you know why? Because they have heads.
Oh,
no. They call them humanoids. And these things, they say, are going to be affordable for people to have. And it's for protection, they said. It's for all kinds of help around the house with chores, any of that stuff. It doesn't have, like, they don't give it a human face and all of that kind of stuff. But Rosie didn't have that either back in the 60s on the Jetsons.
Yeah.
She didn't have all that. But how creepy is it for, you know, somebody, some machine to be walking around your house and, you know, referred to as a humanoid and all of that? It's just weird.
It's very weird.
But will it pick up my socks for me?
Yeah.
And I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you'd be all for it anyway, Rob.
That's probably true. I do love technology.
No, you just don't love people, so this would count to you as a person. Closest you would get to a person.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd have to tell
you. What if the robot gave you, a snippy attitude when you didn't say hi to it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
Because that could happen, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Rob doesn't even say hi to people that he knows.
Yeah.
When they're in public.
Can I heat up your Little Caesars?
Right. Ace, what if your wife wanted one of these?
No,
and she was bound and determined to have it and said, all right, either we get a robot or I'm leaving.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah, because you're so much against the robots, as I am.
That's your line in the sand?
That's my line in the sand.
Yep, and that's probably also going to be our social media promo for the day.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
No, it ain't. Aaron Rodgers' team lost last night pretty handily. And our friend Christian McCaffrey is hurt again. He didn't play last night. Luckily, though, he has an ugly wife to console him. Did I tell you Jody saw her in the grocery store the other day? Christian McCaffrey's wife. Yeah. She was busking out in front.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's being a busker.
She was trying to make a little extra
Try to pick up a few dollars.
Man, she's an angel. I mean, real.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I mean, Olivia Culpa.
And she's nice, too.
Is she?
Yeah, that's what I hear. She's very nice. We have played clips from this place in the past for you, but it is a completely different take on advertising for a drug recovery center. It's called the Grove Recovery Center, and it's in Baton Rouge, or if you're from some parts of Louisiana, Baton Rouge. And what they do is tell you the real stuff about being addicted and how you feel when you get clean and the freedom that you have after you've gotten clean at the Grove Recovery Center in Baton Rouge. So they get real patients who have gotten off the drugs and all to talk about their lives in little snippets. So here.
It's better than smoking a piece of your tooth that you think is crack.
Rehab is better than hiding in your dryer while the cops are at your back door.
Rehab is better than following your dog around to catch his poop because he ate your stash.
Rehab is better than thinking you can make the stars disappear one by one.
So these are all the things that they had done personally before they went to rehab.
Whoa.
So
smoking your own tooth.
Yeah, thinking it's crack. Yeah.
I mean, what's the word? I mean, of all those, I mean, they're all hiding in the dryer.
I think
the police are at your door, smoking your own tooth, catching them.
But the tooth one is, I think it's a twofold, because the fact that there is just one of your teeth lying around for you to mistake it for anything.
Yep. Yeah.
A crack rock or, a chiclet. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just the fact that you have access to a tooth that is not in your head
So
to mistake it for something.
What did they have again? The smoking a tooth. Here we go. Hide in the dryer.
Better than smoking a piece of your tooth that you think is crack.
Rehab is better than hiding in your dryer while the cops are at your back door.
Rehab is better than following your dog around to catch his poop because he ate your stash.
Rehab is better than thinking you can make the stars disappear one by one.
What's the worst one? Smoking your own tooth?
Yeah, I think so too.
For sure.
Because people follow their dogs around for all kinds of reasons, looking in their poop.
Yeah, but he was going to go ahead and use those drugs. I think that's the worst one.
Really?
That's why he's trying to catch the poop. He was going to sift through it and then smoke whatever he could recover.
But they could have still been in little baggies or something.
I understand that they could still be in baggies, Ace. Thank you.
But to me, if there's a, you know, there's a tooth that's not where it's supposed to be, that adds a level to it.
I agree.
I'm with you. I think that's the worst one because, like you said, TJ, the fact that you've got a tooth lying around, I think this is a crack rock.
I mean, if you're so messed up that you don't even know that a tooth has fallen out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
then that's bad business.
And they're probably just going, oh my gosh, look at my luck. I found some.
Yeah.
I'm not sifting through poop. I'm sorry. No way.
This crack's got roots and blood on it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
You know, when you're dealing with mortgages, a lot of times it can just be confusing. I know it is to me all the time. I don't understand how mortgages work most of the time when it comes to refinancing and an equity line of credit and all that. I understand enough to say, hey, Richard Toccato, what's the deal with this? Because he's the expert. If you want Richard to help you and you possibly get some money to pay off bills and all of that, then you should just go to homewithrichard.com and reach out. Reach out to him, homewithrichard.com. I saw this thing that was going viral, and sometimes I look at things that have gone viral and I go, what's such a big deal about that? So some guy describing how he got his spices mixed up, and he thought he was putting cinnamon in his oatmeal, but he put cumin.
Yep.
Ooh.
So that's not that interesting to me, but the word cumin is, because of the different pronunciations that people have. Some people say cumin, some people say cumin.
Which one's right?
Either is correct. Oh, really? So, what do you say, Regan?
Cumin.
Cumin with the Y and the O-O. Mm-hmm. Like, ACU, what do you say?
Cumin.
Cumin? I usually say cumin, but a minute ago I said cumin for some reason.
Cumin?
But then that reminded me, it's just how my mind works, then that reminded me of how a lot of people thought they were being sophisticated by calling the actor Cuba Gooding Jr. Cuba Gooding Jr. And that was never his name. His name's Cuba,
Cuba
Gooding Jr. And then I thought about a word that really, really gives me, it just makes me cringe when people say it a certain way. And it's correct either way. It's more correct the way I say it, but it's also acceptable the other way. And that word is paprika. I say paprika, but you hear people all the time on the social medias, and I'll say paprika.
That's how I say
paprika.
It.
Well, first of all, it's not paprika. If you pronounce it the other way, it's paprika. Paprika, like P-A-H, not P-U. Okay. Paprika, like puppy.
I've never heard it pronounced any way other than paprika.
Mm-hmm. And then some people just go all off the rails and say paprika. Have you heard that?
Papa.
Paprika. Yeah.
Paprika.
That's like being saying somebody's a realtor.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what I gained from that entire thing this morning, seeing that story, other than a waste of time and my coffee got cold. Yeah. While I was sitting there thinking about it.
I saw the
and
same one.
All of the other stories that, you know, and that's why I wasn't a good student, you know, I would see something like that, and then my focus would go way off into the distance. Or it would strike up a song lyric in my head, and then I couldn't stop singing the song while the teacher finished talking, and, you know, that sort of thing. But I'm just saying, if you don't want to sound like a moron, stop saying paprika. Paprika is not right. If you're not going to say paprika, then say paprika.
Paprika.
I mean, there are support groups and things like that that you can go to if you don't realize whether or not you're pronouncing things properly. And please, 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 it's not funny anymore to say onion.
Onion.
Yeah, don't say that anymore.
I didn't know people still did that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
They damn arrested Tyrese yesterday, y'all.
Oh, what?
I saw that.
Sunday.
Failing to pay child support. I know he pays a lot. But Tyrese, come on, man.
Well, I thought you said Tyreek. You said Tyrese.
Tyrese.
Okay, yeah. Tyreek was Sunday in a traffic incident.
Yeah, I was like, how did T-Day know when Tyrese got arrested? Yeah.
I was like, no, that was Sunday,
add that
man.
To the list of weird knowledge.
He was talking about Tyreek Hill, the all-pro wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. I thought you said Tyreek.
Well, we can talk about that, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you watch that video footage?
Yeah.
Everybody can be wrong. He was Tyreek Hill was being kind of a jerk, but I don't know if that warrants them jerking him out of the car the way they did. I was kind of like, maybe everybody's wrong in this case.
I don't know. I think wearing an undershirt in a very expensive car for some reason wants people to drag you out of it.
That alone?
Yeah, he was wearing a tank top undershirt, an A shirt they call him. I know who you are, and I'm doing this for your own good, saving you from yourself. Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, he is one of the top trending topics, people discussing the camera footage. So, Ace, you believe both sides wrong?
Well, he was not being, he was being a jerk, you know, telling the cop told him to leave his window down, and he wouldn't roll his window down. And he's like, don't hit on my window like that. Well, just roll it down. Just, you know, whatever. It seemed like they were a little aggressive. Yeah. In deciding to pull him out of the car, it's like, everybody just slow down a minute here. Hang on a second.
Now, he should have just left his window a part of the way down.
Yeah.
If he didn't want to roll his window all the way down. But you got, and when the police officer's trying to talk to you, they have to communicate with you. And so roll it down at least some.
It's like he could have rolled his window down, but they could have slowed their roll just a little bit, it seemed. Just one man's perspective.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I want to talk about picky eaters, one of my favorite subjects ever, coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Today is National TV Dinner Day. Swanson and Sons debuted the Frozen TV Dinner, 1953, first of its kind, took the nation by storm. Everybody was eating TV dinners.
They were great. And I have such fond memories with my grandparents. My grandparents lived in on the lake in a little in a mobile home in Shreveport, Louisiana. I went up there every summer for like a week and stayed. And that was a staple. Was we'd have TV dinners and, you know, watch the afternoon shows with my grandmother or whatever.
You weren't rich, but in that moment, you felt rich.
Yeah, I had some Swanson fried chicken dinner with some green beans. And
corn. Those are the classic ones, like that fried chicken that didn't get, I mean, unless you cooked it in the oven, it's tough to get. Tough to get that crunchy.
Well, there weren't any microwaves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
There weren't microwave ovens in homes that often. And the whole thing was in an aluminum foil container, so you wouldn't have been able to put it in there.
They've got a picture of it with the aluminum foil. I say, I never experienced that kind, but I know they still have the oven directions, and it says like 45 minutes or something.
That's a long time.
You got to plan ahead for that.
So, yeah, thankfully they found a way to microwave them. But when I was a kid, we ate a lot of the, I think it was turkey breast in gravy, and it was like discs of... I don't know what. It was like preformed turkey breast in just a brown gravy. And my mom would serve that over just plain, unheated white bread. Yeah. Like, she called it Manhattan's.
Was it in a cardboard, like a casserole dish looking thing? Yes. Like a 9x13 cardboard?
Yes. And I forget the brand. It was probably like a Stouffer's or something. But I remember dreading the Manhattan. I thought, this is a very fancy name for something that you just pulled out of the oven.
Yeah, your mom just made that name up.
A Manhattan? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. We are rich, huh? But I know some people are picky eaters, Rob being one of them. There are entire TikTok channels devoted to picky eaters and odd things that people have to do with their food. Now, we're not talking about people that suffer from ARFID, which is like avoidance, food restrictive disability. Not talking about that. We're just talking about regular picky eaters. You're just overly picky about the things you put in your mouth. So what is something specific that you just can't deal with as a picky eater? We're calling on you today, picky eaters. The one thing that takes precedence over it all. You can't deal with this one thing. It's got to be a certain way. What is it? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We're calling on the picky eaters. What is the one thing you're extremely picky about? Your whole family knows you're a picky eater, but this one thing, you go overboard, and you can maybe recognize it. What is it? At the Ace TJ Show, what I've learned in the past couple minutes, we have a lot of picky eaters in the radio family. I think it's so funny. I think it's fascinating as an adult to be a picky eater. So what is the one thing you're extremely picky about? Beth said, the only fish I'll eat is tuna. Mm. And I grew up on the coast, and we got it fresh as a kid. So, but it's just what I like. Canned tuna.
Interesting. Ooh. Just one. All she'll eat is that one fish.
Growing up on the coast, and all you eat is canned tuna. That is next level. I love it.
I would rather have canned tuna than fresh tuna.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like any of it. But if I were going to eat one or the other, I would rather have it shredded into little pieces.
Well, I do love canned tuna. That's interesting.
Oh, you do, Rob?
I love it.
Okay. Stephanie said cold foods and hot foods like lettuce on a burger or hot chicken on salads. That's just an absolute no-go every single time. Well, I think McDonald's heard you because remember they did the, what was that one call where they kept your cold and your
the McDLT.
The McDLT?
The hot stays hot and the cool stays cool.
Yeah, so maybe they were listening to her when they came up with that.
I liked the McDLT. I got rid of it though.
And it just kept your lettuce, your toppings kept separate from
the hot. Yeah, so those things didn't wilt or water down the lettuce or anything. You waited a while to eat the burger.
Mm-hmm. Michelle said, I like everything tomato except tomato itself. I just refuse to do it. Salsa, tomato soup, tomato sauce, but I can't eat a tomato. All right. Yeah.
I get that. A lot of people have stuff like that. Like I love coconut flavor, but I won't eat a coconut string. I won't eat that.
Yeah. Valerie said, hot wings, only flats and never wet.
So she dips them into whatever sauce?
I guess.
She wants a rub.
Yeah.
I bet she does.
Yeah. There's a lot of mayo comments on here. People have like a love-hate relationship with mayo, because I know the people that love mayo want extra all the time, and it's, you know, kind of gnarly.
Mm-hmm. I don't like a ton of mayo. I like mayonnaise on about every sandwich, but I don't want a ton of it.
Yeah.
There's one here that's pretty interesting, though. Pamela says, I'm one of those people who taste soap when eating cilantro. It is apparently a genetic predisposition, because 23andMe even asked the question, do you taste a soapy flavor when eating cilantro? So I'm picky about dishes that might contain cilantro.
Yeah, that's a big deal. People hating and or loving cilantro because it tastes like soap. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it. I've never like heard soap. Of that before.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 100% legit. Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, Ace will be on the Ace at Large Experience on our Facebook page at the Ace TJ Show on Facebook, with his wife and maybe son and dog and maybe other son. We're not really sure.
He's going to play it by ear. Won't be back yet.
He won't be back
yet. He's on his way back from the beach, so I thought he'd probably be there.
So look forward to that, 7 o'clock tonight. And if you'd like to ask questions, feel free to DM us. I'm sure they would love to read all your questions and answer them truthfully, unlike usual.
Right.
They're just liars.
Just lies.
So that's tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, make sure you go check out the Ace and TJ Golf Tournament, which happens on November 11th, Monday, acetj.com/golf, if you'd like to play or be a sponsor. Billboard has put together the top 25 pop stars of the 21st century list, and it's causing a lot of controversy.
Okay, of the 21st century. Okay.
Of the 21st century. And so right now they've only done the bottom five, but I mean, top 25. So Bruno Mars is on there. He's number 25, Lil Wayne, Katy Perry. And I forget the other two, but they also included an honorable mentions section where they said, here are the people we thought should be included, but here's why we don't think they should be included as well. And Christina Aguilera is on that list. They point out, listen, it is Billboard, so they look at chart history.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say, well, Christina Aguilera, really not a pop star of the 21st century. She had minor hits after her debut album, but really nothing major in the last 25 years. Kind of crazy to believe, 24 probably, years.
So Moulin Rouge might be the last big hit that she was involved in?
Maybe.
Was it early 2000s?
And she was featured on other people's songs that might have been hits, but no solo singles. Beyonce's also on the list, but... Who are you going to put on there of the 21st century pop stars? Who's going to be higher, bigger than Bruno Mars? And I think Beyonce was even.
Oh, I think you got to go. Selena Gomez is going to be at the top of that list.
Probably.
Harry Styles is going to be at the top of that list. Ed Sheeran is going to be at the top of that list.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga, maybe.
She'll be on there, but she's not going to be that high. I think she'll be, 15.
Kesha.
Maybe. Yeah, I think she was in the honorable mention section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put why she didn't get included.
Black Eyed Peas.
Maybe Black Eyed Peas since 2001. Yeah.
Did I say Olivia Rodrigo?
No.
Like Olivia Rodrigo is going to be way up there.
You think?
Yeah.
Is she in a lot of number one hits?
Yeah. I mean, she's
Justin Bieber.
She's playing arenas. She's hot. Bieber's going to be high up on that list. Brother. Absolutely.
Bieber's had hits.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, it's interesting.
It's Friday. Rebecca Black.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.